Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today for what marks a major shift in how we think about public safety here in the city of Buffalo. I want to begin by acknowledging and thanking Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright, Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf, and the officers standing here behind me today. I also want to acknowledge and thank a couple partners that are here with us today, Kathy Peterson, the manager of the Broadway Market, as well as Jake Neheisel, associate professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Buffalo. Today, I am proud to be here. For years, we've asked residents about public safety and policing. For years, they've told us what they want from the police department: to be present, to be engaged, to be accountable. Well, today is our response to that call and to that, and I'm proud to officially announce the launch of the Buffalo Police Department's Foot Patrol Integration Unit, a team of officers who will be deployed citywide with one clear mission: to walk every street and engage every community. Some of you have already seen our officers out walking across the city of Buffalo because this work is already underway. But make no mistake, this is not some temporary initiative or symbolic presence. This is a long-term investment in how we build a relationship between our officers and the communities they serve. It's about familiarity. It's about showing up every day, not just in moments of crisis, but as part of the daily fabric of the city of Buffalo. This is a new model that we're announcing and deploying here. We're moving beyond a reactive, enforcement-driven model of policing. The FPIU is centered on proactive, relationship-based engagement. And we're grounding this approach in research and data, not just from crime statistics and 911 calls, but from you, our residents. Thanks to our academic partners at the University of Buffalo, along with researchers at the University of Southern California, officers will be conducting a comprehensive community survey to gather real feedback at what safety looks like and feels like in each neighborhood across this city. Residents will have the opportunity to share their experiences, their concerns, and the kinds of public safety and city services they want to see. I want to thank Jake Neheisel. I also want to thank a couple of other partners, Ryan Muldoon, professor of philosophy at the University of Buffalo, and Jake Monahan, assistant professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California, for their partnership, as well as the research they will be conducting in the future. This idea didn't come out of a policy book. It came from lived experience, from the protests of 2020 and from the struggles we've seen inside our own department. In the last 18 months, we've lost a number of officers to suicide, colleagues who were respected, valued, and silently suffering. So yes, this is a unit about neighborhood safety, but it's also about officer wellness. It's about making a space for connection, for compassion and humanity on both sides of the badge. So what's next? Moving forward, this is a pilot, and we will measure its progress very closely on a regular basis. But if the early signs are any indication of what the model can be and should be, it will be expanded across the city of Buffalo. Our leadership team is evaluating on a constant basis how this approach can improve 911 calls and responses, enhance coordination with mental and behavioral health providers, and reimagine the full spectrum of what community safety services can be to our public. As I mentioned, the different partners have been working on this for months. We've already had officers out in the streets, walking, talking to residents, talking to business owners, collecting that data, and to talk a little bit more about his experience as an officer out in the community, in our neighborhoods, as one of the very first community police officers, is our police commissioner, Alfonso Wright.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor said, I've been on it since 1988, and I was one of the first community police officers. And I enjoyed walking the beat. Then it was Precinct 11, and I'm looking around. I used to walk Broadway, and I would go down side streets, and I would meet different people. And as the mayor said, I got to know a lot of people's concerns. And that really helped. It did. I made long-lasting friendships just by being out here engaging with our community. And this is like deja vu because I look to my right and I see First Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf, who then, when I was a chief at Precinct C District, and he was a lieutenant there, and we started walking the post. We had an initiative Broadway walking post. And he would come back and tell me, hey, I didn't just walk down Broadway. I engaged with people down the side streets. I got to know them a lot. And he was so excited about it. So the big thing here is that we all, it seems like we all share the same vision, a vision of serving our citizens and see the concerns that our citizens of the city of Buffalo need. I'm not going to be here too long. Our first deputy is going to go a little more in detail with it, but I thank you guys for giving us this opportunity. Look forward to down the road seeing us more.
Thank you, Commissioner. You know, the commissioner mentioned walking the beat, but this is that, but that and so much more. This is an opportunity to get engaged with people, to collect data, and be proactive instead of reactive when it comes to public safety. So to get into a little bit more of how that'll work and the details of the program is First Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner. This unit is the product of years of discussion and development within the department. Commissioner Wright, Lieutenant Shea, who was behind me, and I have been discussing this for the better part of 5 years about how we can go back to fully integrating walking patrols into our police department. This unit is an attempt to get back to a more community-driven approach, and by that I mean we want to get out into the community and hear the direct concerns of our residents and our citizens to determine what those unique concerns are. We understand that those concerns vary from street to street, neighborhood to neighborhood, district to district. It's difficult to come up with one overarching policy for every district in the city. Our plan is to get out there and speak to these residents and tailor our resources to best satisfy those concerns. Our plan is to merge our data that we already receive with this community-driven model. As it stands right now, our patrol deployment is based on several forms of data. We typically use 911 calls, 311 calls, crime reports, community meetings. All of this data is very valuable in and of themselves. However, we believe it only tells about 10% of the story. Our goal is to get out there and speak to the residents and find out that other 90%. How are these data points and how are these heat maps that are generated from those data points actually impacting the residents of this city? The only way we can truly do that is to get out on the streets and speak to those residents and make sure we understand what those concerns are. Our goal is to get to those underlying issues that are causing those different types of data points, those crime reports. To analogize it, basically we're moving from what we consider a more representative republic model where we represent the citizens to a more direct democracy where we're getting out and we're speaking directly to the citizens of Buffalo and give them input on how they want to be policed on their streets and in their neighborhoods. The unit itself is composed of 4 lieutenants and 16 patrol officers. These officers will be issued cell phones along with door hangers that include QR codes. These QR codes will be linked to surveys that the residents of the city can fill out that address their individual concerns that are unique to their own streets and neighborhoods. We want to take this opportunity as well to inform the citizens that we will have more people out walking, and if you see them, don't hesitate to go up and speak to those officers. It doesn't have to be about anything crime-related or police-related. It could be any type of concern. Ask them for a survey if you want. Whatever you need to say, go up and approach them. That's their role here. That's their job, and that's what they're striving to enhance. Another part of this program is to also address quality of life concerns. Quality of life concerns don't always necessarily deal with crime or policing. However, we want to create a pathway that allows individuals to approach officers that provide them services across the entire government. Officers will be deployed in 2-week increments across the city. In the first week, the officers will go around with the door hangers that I previously mentioned that have QR codes attached to them. For that first week, officers will hit every house and business in their assigned neighborhood. The QR code will be geographically coded so we get that degree of specificity that we need to understand the concerns of that very specific area. The survey itself, which is currently in development with the assistance of the professors, will be completely anonymous. They'll take about 1 to 2 minutes, and we will use a Likert scale along with text boxes to fully understand what the citizens are concerned with in their geographical area. As I mentioned, this unit will have academic support from multiple professors from both the University of Southern California and University of Buffalo. The professors are currently helping develop the surveys, but they will also help analyze the data that comes from those surveys. The goal is to use that data that is analyzed to help drive our policy decisions moving forward, in hopes to extend this to every district in the city to make foot patrol a permanent fixture. I would like to thank Professor Jake Neheisel, who's here with us today, Ryan Muldoon, and Jake Monahan for their continuing support. This unit was officially kicked off at the beginning of May, and since that has happened, we have received overwhelming positive feedback from both the officers and citizens alike. Some officers approached their lieutenants and described how this is the most rewarding task that they've been given in their time as Buffalo police officers, how they leave work in a better headspace, are sleeping better than they ever had before, and we hope to continue this message throughout the department. As for the citizens in the communities that we've spoken to, they just like seeing police outside their vehicles engaging with individuals. They want to see that continue, and they want to see it expanded, and hopefully with the data that we're receiving and the support we receive from academic partners, we can develop policies going forward that will continue that into the future and make it a permanent fixture.
Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. So we're standing here today on Broadway, one of the more important commercial corridors here in the city of Buffalo, and we want to make sure that it reaches its full potential. And one of the key partners we have on Broadway is the Broadway Market Manager, Kathy Peterson. I'd like to welcome her to the podium for a moment.
Thanks, Mr. Stanley. Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming this very, very important day for us, certainly in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood and for the Broadway Market. The integration of the Foot Patrol unit is an important step towards ensuring a greater sense of safety, not just for us at the Broadway Market and the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood, but across the entire city. For those who work, shop, and visit the market regularly, having officers who are approachable and engaged helps foster a more welcoming and secure environment. I'm excited to see this across the city, and I'm, of course, especially excited to see this in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. I would like to thank Mayor Scanlon for this initiative and for his continuous support of our neighborhood as well as the market, and, of course, Commissioner Alfonso Wright and all of the wonderful officers behind me. So thank you very much, and back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. So I just want to take a moment to thank the different partners again, the Buffalo Police Department, UB, USC, everyone involved. But also, I want to thank the officers who are stepping up to lead this work, like the officers behind me. You're setting a new standard of policing for the city of Buffalo, and I appreciate your willingness to jump out in front of this program and be part of it. To our community partners, thank you for your honesty and your continued engagement. This initiative is only as strong as the partners we have engaged in it. And to everyone listening, residents, I want you to know this, that this initiative is not about changing uniforms. It's about changing relationships, because a safer Buffalo is a more connected Buffalo. And we're committed to walking that path with you every day, one block at a time. I want to thank everyone for coming out. And with that, we can open it to any questions.
So since we started walking in May, we've hit different areas of the city. We've been pretty much everywhere, and pretty much to a geographical area, a community, everyone's been overwhelmingly supportive of the idea of having officers out of their vehicles and engaging with community members, just talking about anything in general. Obviously, there are concerns in each neighborhood that come up, and we're working to address those concerns as we get them. But obviously, the main thing is that people like seeing cops on the street. The mere presence really shows support, and they've supported that idea of just having officers in their neighborhoods walking and engaging with community members. This will be citywide. We're going to hit every street in the city. That's the goal, to hit every street in the city over the next few months and hand out those door hangers, the QR codes, the surveys. Obviously, they're completely voluntary. And we just want to gain a better understanding of how people want to be policed. So we want to get every resident possible that's willing to take that survey to take that and give us as much information as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, also, I mean, I travel the city, across the city every day, and I've seen the officers out, whether it's on Broadway or Jefferson, Grant, Hurdle, Seneca Street, whatever it might be. And I can tell you that when I'm engaging with business owners and residents who have seen them, they're almost giddy to see them. They're so excited by the presence of the officers and the fact that they're willing to engage with them and talk with them. So I think the program is set up for a tremendous level of success. Well, I think that's the goal, to determine that. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's making sure our officers are out getting that data, collating that data, and then we can use that to inform our policies moving forward and break it down neighborhood by neighborhood what it might need. Not every neighborhood's the same across the city, but it's the beautiful thing about the city of Buffalo, the different neighborhoods that we have. So each might have its own challenges, and then based on the surveys and the information we receive from residents, real residents living here in the city of Buffalo, not just crime reports or 911 calls, but actual conversations that we're having, we'll be able to inform that policy moving forward.
Will this unit be doing their work mostly during the day, or is it at night?
You want it?
Their schedule right now is 10 to 8, so mostly during the day, but into that early evening. That's their current schedule. And we have two, it'll be every day because we have two platoons that'll alternate. So two lieutenants and 8 officers on either side working 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, that's their assigned shift. It's straight time. It's not overtime. It's their straight time shift.
So I want to be clear, myself, Professor Muldoon, we're kind of here of our own volition. This is not run through UB. This is just something that we saw and thought we could help. Right? We have a skill set that we do, particularly survey research, and we thought that we live in this community too. So we're here on our own time, own dime, to provide any support that we can behind the scenes. I'm not doing the canvassing. We're on the front end and the back end. So we help the officers to design the survey. We help them to come up with, to the best of our ability, areas of the city that might be able to make us give us causal claims about what these kinds of things are doing. Trying to get commitments from the city in terms of kinds of data that will be available to us on the back end. And then after they've done their work, that's when our work starts.
Correct, and then use that to inform policy moving forward, yeah.